and we'll get going. So welcome everybody to our second Sunday Angel service. Just a few things before we begin. I am already recording this evening. Everything apart from the channeled messages will be recorded, and the recording will be made available for free. All you need to go to get those recordings is to go to the Sunday Angel service page on my website, and after the service is finished, we'll upload the recording there, and you will be able to download it directly from the website there. Of course, if you want to record the service yourself, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so. Just make sure that if you are recording, that the recording device can hear what's coming out of the speaker of your computer or iPad. If you're listening with headphones, your recording device won't be able to pick up what you're hearing. And please take note as well that any recordings that you do make are for personal use only and not in any way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes this evening because this isn't a lecture or a workshop. It is a church service, and a lot of what we're doing this evening is off the cuff, so to speak, directly channeled. However, if you do get a message or if you have any questions about anything that you hear me say this evening, you can send me an email, edwincourtney@googlemail.com. I'll just actually flash that up on the screen for you. There it is, edwincourtney@googlemail.com. That's if you get a message and you want to ask a few questions about it, or indeed if there's anything else that I say this evening that prompts a question in your head and you just want to shoot me an email about it. You're more than welcome. I'm absolutely delighted to answer emails anytime. I would suggest that you grab a pen and pad in case you want to note down anything of interest, and particularly if I come to you with a message, you might want to scribble down some of that information as well. There'll be no question and answers this evening either, because it's a church service. We'll last about an hour. We'll go straight through without any kind of break, and the majority of the session will take place as it is now, with you all muted, so that all background noise is silenced and it's only my voice that you should be able to hear. So what we're going to do is we're going to do an opening prayer, and then we'll have a meditation, and then we'll have a channeling. And then the final half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour of the service will be me giving messages to those people that I am directed to by spirit, messages from the angels. But when we get to that point in the evening, I'll explain exactly how that will work. So we are going to start with an opening prayer, and if you'd like to get comfortable and close your eyes, we'll get that underway. Okay, so just shuffle yourself about so that you're as comfortable as you can possibly be. Take a few breaths, close your eyes, and listen to the sound of my voice. O wondrous creators of life, as the moon, the stars, and the sun shine in accordance with your plan, as the galaxy, filled with teeming life, evolves in its journey back to you, we beseech with humble heart that we too may unfold our soul's purpose, the higher, brighter path that you in your mysterious and infinite wisdom would surely have us tread. We ask, O great God and Goddess, that your everlasting love transforms our every word, thought, and action, and that our steps be straight and true in our sacred journey back to you. O gods of the universe, authors of its laws, may we light the way for others as a loving instrument of your peace. May the wonder of our destiny be fulfilled and your divine will be done. Let it then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Just take a few breaths then, please. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So this evening, we're going to be working with three archangels, the archangels of strength, the archangel of comfort, and the archangel of balance. And I'm just going to show you a quick picture of these angels. So this is the archangel Dochiel. These are pictures that I created for an angel oracle deck that I abandoned. This is the archangel Dochiel, the archangel of the rising and setting sun, who is the archangel who can bring balance and equilibrium to mind, heart, body, and spirit. This is the archangel Gaburathiel, who is the archangel of strength, stamina, and endurance. And this is the archangel Zeruel, the angel of the many arms, who is the archangel of comfort and support, the archangel of multitasking, who is the embodiment of the divine embrace. So that's Zeruel, Zeruel, the archangel of comfort, Gaburathiel, Gaburathiel, the archangel of strength and endurance, and Dochiel, Dokiel, the archangel of the rising and setting sun, the archangel of balance and equilibrium. We're going to get the ball rolling then with a little meditation, particularly to connect with Zeruel, the archangel of the many arms, and Gaburathiel, the archangel of strength and endurance. I'm just going to pop on a little music. Let's just make sure you can hear that. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear that, people. Marvelous. Okay, cool. So, just get nice and comfortable in your chair and close your eyes, and we'll do this little opening meditation. Just take a few moments to make sure there's no stress or tension in your shoulders or your neck. Give them a little roll, a little wiggle, a little twist and turn. Clear your throat if you need to. Make sure that you're as comfortable as you can be and let the chair take your full weight. Breathe in and out a little deeper. And focus on the sound of my voice. As you breathe in and out, as you relax, your aura begins to naturally expand out into the space around you, your safe and sacred space. And the subtle bodies begin to separate, expanding outwards into the space around you too. The angelic presences who have agreed to step forward and aid us at this moment in time begin to draw close and near, aligning their energy to our energy, connecting with the power and presence of our spirit here on earth. I want you to initially become aware of the angel that forms behind you, as their presence attunes and aligns itself to yours. I want you to feel it like a ripple in the air, like a building space of heat and warmth and energy. The Archangel Zeruel, the Archangel of comfort and support, the angel of the many arms forms behind you in the space. In your mind's eye, begin to focus on his power and his presence, a sparkling lavender-purple light that pushes through the ether as he moves closer and closer in sync with your heart, mind, body, and spirit. His many arms open up like the petals of a flower. His many wings unfurl, stretching out into the ether. He reaches forwards. His embrace is gentle, a slight caress, loving, but still strong. He wraps his arms around you and holds you, supporting you, infusing you with comfort and the love of the divine, providing you with the stamina that you need to stand strong, to go the distance, feeding mind and heart and body and spirit with the power that it needs to soar, to triumph, to endure. Feel his love infuse you with its light. Fall back into his embrace. Let him support and hold you. Give to him your tiredness, your exhaustion, and let him fill the space with strength and peace. As Zeruel supports you, Gaburathiel, the angel of strength, begins to form in front of you. The air vibrates and sings as the angel of strength and stamina pushes through the veil that separates the realm angelic from the realm of mankind. Gaburathiel is tall and strong, his build reflecting the power that he represents. He shines with vitality and strength. It radiates from his skin. His wings unfurl, and through them he draws the power of the divine. His arms are outstretched, his palms face towards you, and light begins to flow. It flows from his body. It flows from the palms of his hands, from his heart. It flows from his eyes, blazing like the sun. It fills you, the cells of your body and the space between them, your aura, your heart and mind and body and spirit. An infusion of light, of strength and courage, of stamina and endurance and power. Zeruel holds you, supports you, comforts you, holds you open to receive, and Gaburathiel feeds you with strength and power to help you go the distance, to help you endure, to help you survive, to help you carry on. Open yourself fully to receive this manna from heaven, this light. Drink it deep into every thought and feeling, into every cell and molecule, into every atom, every pore of your skin. Feed yourself fully, drink greedily. The light is eternal and infinite, inexhaustible, and it flows from the heart of the gods directly for you. There is no shame in taking all that you need. Drink in the power. Drink in the light divine. Now open your minds to receive the wisdom that flows, the guidance that comes, the words that you need. Let your mind be open to the advice of angels, to the simple truths that you need to be reminded of, to the direction in which you need to go. This guidance is another kind of nurture, another kind of comfort, another kind of love. Drink deep of it now. Drink deep from this celestial well. Let your mind be full of inspiration and guidance and truth. Now breathe in and out and begin to let the presence of the angels start to recede. Let them slide and slip and fade back into the ethers from whence they came. Give thanks to them. Give your love to them for all that they have offered you, and know that they remain simply a thought away, to be conjured by your need again whenever it should arise. But for now, recenter and focus your thoughts on the room around you, on the chair beneath you, on the sound of my voice, on your breath in and out and down through your legs and your feet into the ground, into returning here, grounded and centered and dwell. And in your own time, when you're ready, opening your eyes and returning. That piece of music was one of Andrew's compositions. It was a piece of music that he created for one of the courses that I was running called Master Your Vibration. And that piece of music was called Om Kabar. I love it. I think it's a fantastic piece of music. So in a moment, we're going to have a little channeling from the Archangel Dochiel. But I just quickly wanted to mention Zeruel, one of my absolute favorite angels, the angel of comfort, the angel of the many arms. He's particularly useful when we've got lots on, because he is the angel of multitasking, and he can help us to keep the plate spinning and keep the balls in the air and just provide us with the strength that we need on all the various different levels in order to keep going forwards. And Gabby Raphael, as the angel of strength, as was said, that is not just physical strength, it's mental strength and emotional strength and spiritual strength. And in our ordinary lives, we very easily can find ourselves running low on energy in these areas. But at the moment, during the pandemic, and particularly here in the UK during the third lockdown, many of us are experiencing kind of lockdown exhaustion. So if ever there were a time where we might need to call upon Gabby Raphael, now would be that time to provide us with that extra stamina that we need to go the distance. So even if you can't remember their names, just remember the angel of strength and the angel of comfort. They know who they are. And if you call out to them through their titles, they will come to you. But do remember that angels need our dispensation before they can step forward to aid us. They need us to give them permission to intercede in our life. Okay, we're going to have a little channeling. It's going to be from Dochiel, the angel of balance. So let's see what he's got to say. Balance is essential in all things, but it is particularly important on the spiritual path. As we journey forwards, as our mind and heart and spirit expands, as our vibration rises, we must endeavor to maintain equilibrium, lest we falter and find ourselves falling foul of the path and all its treacherous deceptions and temptations. Lest we find ourselves victim to the fact that our energy is not smooth or graceful or flowing. Lest we find ourselves committing to the wrong thing at the wrong time, and as a result of this, placing emphasis in those areas that are already disproportionate in regards to those other things in our life. I am the angel of the rising and the setting sun, representing the power of balance on earth, the forces that wax and wane, that peak and trough. My energy reaches into your biorhythms, into the bioelectricity of your body, into the firing neurons within your brain, into the balance of hormones and chemicals within your biological form, in the balance of your chakras and your subtle forms, and the energy of life force that runs through your meridians. My power flows through your mind and your heart and your spirit, through your waking hours and your dreaming state, through your sleeping time. My power exists in all places and can be called upon to affect all things. In the world in which you live at this moment in time, much emphasis is put upon strength and power. And this is needed and vital in its own way. But without balance, strength is fruitless. Without equilibrium, power can equally destroy as much as it can encourage growth. Without the cyclic nature of the rising and the setting sun, without push and receipt, without ebb and flow, there is no equilibrium, there is no harmony, there is no peace, there is no sustained progression. And therefore, balance is paramount, beyond and in front of all things. You are now moving out of winter into spring, and summer will be close behind. You are moving out of darkness into light, and a new balance is reasserting itself within your system. This is normally a challenging time, but now, at this moment, with everything else that transpires on Earth, it is more pressing, more demanding, more draining than before. The light will bring new energy, but until new balance is sustained within you, you may feel the effects of shifting from shadow into light, and the process itself may be exhausting. You must be gentle with yourself now. You must move calmly and steadily with grace. You must do all else within your power in order to encourage greater balance at this time, such as meditation, endeavoring to ensure sleep and rest, re-examining the balance of your diet, your work-life balance, the balance of nutrients in your food, absorbing the light of the sun, pushing yourself out of the shadow and the darkness into the air, back out onto the land so that you might absorb the energy of the green. The weather might still not be quite as warm as you would like, but there is merit in the chill of the last vestiges of winter's cold. There is merit in experiencing the moment where coldness becomes warmth, becomes heat. If you are then to gently launch yourself out into the world, you must begin now. You must begin in the gentle, slow, and measured rhythm of this movement as it builds impetus into speed and a return to normality. For your world is beginning to return to normal, but it has been outside of normal for such a long time that although many of you yearn for it, many of you will initially find it frightening, challenging, jarring, disjointing. And so all that you can do now to bring balance to yourself will enable you to experience the shift in gear in a more balanced way and radiate that balance for the greater good of all others. For it is important to remember too, that each and every one of you are examples to those around you, and will need the equilibrium that you will radiate so that they might benefit from your grace and peace. And remember too that I am here for you, the angel of balance, Dokiel. Call to me, reach out to me. Let me aid you now, when you need my presence and my power the most. For now then, I leave you with my blessing. Go forward, surrounded by the shine of my sun's light. Let it bless you as the day awakens and as the day slumbers. Let it bless you and bring you balance. Okay. So I am going to stop the recording now.